It's possible to do all the right things for all the wrong reasons. In his letter to the Thessalonian church, Paul defends the integrity of his ministry by examining not just what he did, but why he did it. He writes, "For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive." The word impurity is really interesting. It suggests that ministry can be corrupted when we do it to meet our own needs or to fuel our ego. We might use religious language or appear helpful while actually manipulating people for our benefit. Paul emphasizes three things authentic ministry avoids: error, impurity, and deceit. All three poison our service to others. Consider Christ's example. He came with pure motives, not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom. His ministry flowed from genuine love, not self-interest. Our service should reflect his self-giving heart rather than self-serving agendas. This matters because people can sense when we're using them. They know the difference between someone who genuinely cares and someone who offers help to feel good about themselves. The contrast is stark. Ministry driven by truth and love versus ministry that uses religious language to manipulate or control. The message we share and the way we serve must be rooted in truth and genuine love, not in hidden agendas that use people for our own purposes. Before serving this week, pause and honestly ask yourself, am I doing this to genuinely help or to just feel good about myself? Let that honest assessment guide you toward purer motives.